Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved. Ooh, darn sexy people. Well, I'm in a hotel again. And what's so funny is I'm in a hotel that's about 10 blocks from my house. I was shooting, and they were shooting something in my house, which my daughter is also appearing in. And I thought, nah, I'm not going to go back there till they're out of there and all cleared out. So we're at a beautiful Hilton overlooking the hills that lead to my home. It's a crazy life, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. So I want to talk to you today about fear, because it's overtaking us if we're not conscious, guys. And the biggest fear is I have no control. I have no control over my life. I have no control over the world. I have no control over my country or the leaders or my body or my money. And that's why I really want you to embrace this work, because when you know, truly know, that you are the creation of you, you are the control. You don't only have the control, but you literally are the control. And that's freedom, guys. When we know that we are in control of our own energies and choices, and all of those create our destinies, we're free. So they want to talk to you about fear today. Fear takes you out of creation. So whatever you're in fear of, whatever subject you are holding any fears around, it's taking you out of the creation process. It's putting you into the fixed place, into the fear place, into the what-if place. And that takes you out of your power of conscious creation. So those of you who are afraid you don't have enough money, you're going to create more not having enough money from the fear, because the fear does not allow you to reach up, be reborn into new choices of super conscious thoughts. And what your mind does is your mind and your brain go, well, no, but look, this is the reality. And so because of your fear, you keep focused on the reality and the, oh my gosh, what should I do? What should I do? What can I do? There's nothing I can do. And you can't reach up and get those new super conscious thoughts that are going to create a new reality for you. They also want to remind you, we've been putting out fear to other dimensions for pretty much since time immemorial, okay? We have to turn that around. It takes time to turn that around. It doesn't take a lot of time, 4 to 6 weeks of conscious, consistent focus. Conscious, consistent, joyful focus, okay? But remember, we're dealing with all of the us's on all dimensions now. So you're asking the energy of you on all kinds of different dimensions and time-space continuums to integrate and follow your direction on this plane. And, you know, the channel wants you to understand that all your energy out there in other dimensions, they're living in fear also. And so you being on the physical plane and knowing what you know about the direction of energy can integrate all of the energy of you toward I know, I'm clear, I am the power, and reach up for those super conscious thoughts. I have more than enough money, always. My body is in a state of joy and wellness, always. I am in divine right relationships, always. So hang in there consciously from 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm going to give you a real easy way to do it. The last point that they want to give you is, again, this is why it is so important for your chakras to be open and your heart to be open, because the first thing that happens when we're in fear of any kind is our chakras close to protect us, our heart shuts down so we won't feel the fear, and the energy flow stops. So really the first thing you want to do if you're feeling in fear about anything is to open your chakras and open your heart so that that flow can happen. Okay, I'm going to give you this beautiful, incredible statement. I have been diligently working with the light, and what's beautiful about the light, because, you know, I got sick. Well, I look at that as an opportunity to learn something. And then I got well, and then I went back to work this week, and I've been working in water and cold tunnels and all that stuff. And started to feel that stuff in my chest again. And I continued working with the light. Now, the doctor, when I went over, because legally I have to check all this stuff out, and I would have anyway, because on this plane, we have to take steps physically while we are consistently and joyfully and passionately working with our I Am presence to know that that is our power. And the doctor said, oh my God, you know, you may think you're sick, but how have you even kept going? You've worked 2 jobs through all this stuff. Most people just go to bed for 3 weeks. So welcome to the light and working with the light. So, you know, that was great for me to hear, because it was an affirmation around the power of what we're doing. So I am the light of love. Everybody write that down. It's the highest claim for wellness in every area of your life, mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. And that includes money. That includes your bodily health, your mental health. That includes relationship health. In every subject of our life, I am the light of love. I want you to really focus on what that means. I am the light that is love itself. And we know love creates everything, heals everything, the force. Okay. They would like all of us. I mean, whenever you have a thought of sickness, you replace it with, I am the light of love. And then I want to remind you that even to get more result from this, open your heart, open your chakras, go to your love place. If you want a visual, look at a great big oval of light in front of you, which is your light, and step into it and become one with it. I am the light of love, which creates the state of balance and wellness everywhere in my life. I am the light of love. And so it is. And we're going to come together before we start the call saying we are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Guys, want you to join me for the next webinar, Getting Out of Staying Stuck. I love that. I love the title. I love the title. And Dr. Wilson is going to be with us again, a clinical psychologist. She has, in her practice, a lot of success with her her recordings that she does for people to take them through. And she's going to do one recording for us that'll be available to everybody that signs up free of charge, walking you through walking into your freedom and into your creation process from a clinical psychological point of view. And of course, the channel will be there to give you all personal information. But Dr. Wilson is really, really schooled on how the brain helps or hinders you stepping out into your power, and how to break that and replace it with that super conscious thought of I can do anything. And on Monday, tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I have my great call with John Burgos. Please join us, guys. John's the real deal. I really love him. He's a gentle, gentle soul. If you didn't see the live program I did with him yesterday, boy, you missed something. It was a powerful day. And those of you who did get it, don't just watch my talk. Make sure you look at the Q&A afterwards, because some unbelievable information came in. So we've got a lot of really exciting, awesome things going on, guys. And I'm starting to hear from a lot of people, my gosh, gee, I'm getting everything I want. Why am I anxious? I'm getting everything I want. Why am I nervous? I'm getting everything I want. Why am I getting sick? Right? Again, I can have it all. I do have it all. And it's all good. And I feel great. And it's joyous. And it's abundant. And I have it all. And I'm worth it. And I deserve it. And so it is. Now, I thought I could go to the calls, but they are telling me no. So there's one more piece of information. Okay. I'm going to a core belief here. 1, 2, 5, 6, 7. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. Okay. So I might as well give up on everything. Guys, if you have that sponsoring belief, that sponsoring thought, that main belief system guiding you, no matter what steps you take, that is going to supersede everything. So we're coming together to claim right now, no matter what I do, I'm the creation of me. And through the direction of my energy, the entire world opens up to me in positive creation. And so I continue creating everything. You don't have to repeat it. It's done. And so it is. There's about 10% of you that just didn't want to give in. Let's see if we can. There we go. Great. We got 100% now. Okay? But you got to know that. That's one of those super conscious thoughts. No matter what I do, it works. And so I keep creating everything I want. That's a new thought. All right, now I can go. Oh, thank you so much, Tano. We are going to start with Miss Emily in California. And press 1, guys, if you want to talk to the channel. Hi, Em. How are you?
Hi, Dee. Amazing.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, I was on that live stream with you guys, with John Burgos and you. And I've been working on stepping into that oval of my light. I just love it.
You can feel it, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
I love it too. And and am seeing really definite results in a lot of different areas.
Yeah. My daughter's been out of town for a week with her dad, and I've just been on this amazing little, I didn't know I was going on a journey, but I've been on this journey just being guided, and I've had so many profound shifts. It feels so good and so solid. And I would love to know if there's anything around fear still lingering for me, or anything on getting out of staying stuck.
When I say that's the right question, I get a no, because they do not want us to focus on what we have to get rid of anymore.
Good.
So a lot of the webinar is going to be the positive, concrete ways to move ahead, right?
Yep.
Instead of,
yes,
how do I get out of staying stuck? You can feel the difference into that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's,
yes,
a really...
I've been working...
Go ahead.
I've been working with I Am Wealth. And I've been working with the light. And
okay.
I...
So the thing they want to bring to your attention, Emily, is there's a small part of you, and it's small, but it's kind of the kink in the armor, if you will, where your little girl, oh, my God. All right, hang on, guys. Your little girls from other lifetimes equate wealth with a negative connotation. In other words, I was put to death because I was wealthy. I lost the love of my life because I was wealthy. You know, whatever,
yep,
happened to them, and that's, again, they're using you to teach everyone how important it is to make sure we're conscious now that we are doing this direction of not only our energy on this plane, but our energy that's existed anytime, anywhere, any place, that's still hanging out. Because, you know, energy doesn't leave, it just shifts with direction.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So just be aware, guys, that when you're working with your light, you are working, and this is a clarity I did not have till this moment. That's why I love this community, because we do it together, baby. That when we're working with our light, it is not just the light of us on this plane. That light permeates and represents and is the light of us that exists from time immemorial on all dimensions and in all time and space. And so it is. So, I don't know if you just got the chill down you that I got.
Yep.
But it's like my spine expanded. That's the best way I can explain it. Something just expanded through the back, through my back. And
wow.
Indeed, that we're working with the light of us from the beginning of time. And
wow.
Now they're adding into all future.
Mm.
So the light is the light is the light. See? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is this related to, there's a pain I get in my upper spine sometimes?
It's related to it because that's where you've shut the light off.
Okay.
Upper spine. Well, your upper spine connects to the brainstem. So let that super conscious thought in now that, okay, connection is the highest word, that we are connected to our light, a part of our light from the time we were light. you know, when we broke off from the one energy, on my shift, they call it the star energy.
Yeah.
That's the light you're working with, the light that you've always been and always will be and are. Wow.
Oh,
well, we
beautiful.
Can call the show right now, but we're going to keep going. Thank you for bringing
that in, Miss Emily. Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, so we just took a huge leap in understanding there, guys. Miss Ann in Georgia. Whoops. There you go. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I really enjoyed you on that program with John. And
I just wanted
to tell you that I've walked out the door. I went ahead and purchased a home. When Rudy decided he didn't want to do it, I wanted to do it. And I went and got a rental. And it's just like the synchronicities. I felt like I was called to go to women's club to chat with people, and a friend said she was getting ready to talk to a realtor, and it just was just bing, bing, bing down the road. Called a friend who's a realtor, and she's doing all the paperwork for me and setting up the closing. I mean, it all just fell into place just unbelievably.
I get a huge yes, and you have, you know, and you had to listen to yourself, trust yourself, and take action. And Rudy
I took action. My first call was to her was to say, well, Rudy doesn't want to do it. And then I got, well, I can do it.
Exactly. And Rudy, they want you to know, Rudy was
he jumped
just showing,
on board afterward.
Rudy was just showing us the part of you that was still questioning.
Yeah, I've had a lot of holdback on a lot of things, and I've just decided to go for life. And then I also joined John Assaraf's course. Did you do all those inner sizing things for every day?
I did, and I did them faithfully. And I have to tell you, his program works. You'll get a lot of shifts from that program.
Yeah, I went ahead and I thought, you know, geez, I wonder if Dee actually went through this every day, because I have a lot of resistance to doing that every day.
Well, and that therein lies the beauty of it. That's why it's worth it, is so that you can actually see your resistance and say, no, I'm doing this because I've made a commitment. And that's exactly what we do in our work, guys, is, you know, no, I am going to be conscious. I am conscious. I am calling myself on my stuff. I am going, well, I don't need that person to give me a right to move forward and do what I'm called to do. I'm walking my talk. But that's what I mean. You know, when I did the talk at John Burgos, I talk about walking out the door, and most of us just sit and look at the door and wonder whether we should walk out of it for most of our lives. And that doesn't get you what you want, guys. You got to get up. You got to take the steps. And no matter what's on the other side of the door, you got to walk out, because you're never going to know if you don't. And all the rest of the world is waiting for you on the other side. Good for you, Anne. Good for you.
My whole life I've walked out the door most of the time, and now I've kind of gotten into a pattern of just being comfortable, and everything's enough. Why go?
Well, you walked out the door this time, baby. Good for you.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome, because for the last few years, Anne's right, she's been stuck. And she had a huge aha in Creation Station about going in and out and in and out and in and out. And ever since then, Anne, you've just been like forging ahead. Miss Jeannie in Utah, what's up?
I'm Jeannie Wendell, and I am Patty Miller's sister, and I just wanted to
hello, darling.
I wanted to say thank you to you, especially with all of your listeners, for all the prayers, for all the goodness, for all that you helped her do, and also what you said in the first part of this call, that when you have the light that you can push forward. My sister, she had chemo, she was swollen, and she still went to work, and she got around, and people were just amazed that she was actually doing what she was doing. But it was because she was working it. She was doing her work, but anyway, she's passed, and I know she's in a good place. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh,
and also,
thank you.
Can you, does the channel have anything from her for all of us? And she will not.
Actually, yes. The first words I heard was, I'm free. I see her big old shining face. Now they're taking me to the first day we met. I don't know if you even knew this, Jeannie. She did my makeup for a radio and television tour. And that's the first time we met, and we got to talking about the healing stuff. And we just bonded. And they're showing me, because when I was leaving that day, she came up and we just had the most extraordinary hug of love. And she's sending that out to everybody, to the community, to you, to everybody. She's just living in love now. That's her message. I'm living in love and work with the light. The light works. She does want you, all of us, to know that it is true what we believe, that no one leaves without choice on the soul level. That her work here was finished and she was really ready to leave and start some new work, basically. It's like leaving a job, she said. Just think of it as leaving a job and moving up. That's all
okay.
I'm getting. But those are
okay.
Those are great, kind, beautiful words. And I believe the service is next week, is it?
They're going to have a formal service for her friends there on the 25th at 1 o'clock at Mount Olive. And then my sister and I are having one, an informal one, on the beach, because that's what we knew that she loved. So anyway, she touched so many people.
She did. She certainly touched this community. And we send you so much love and her. Thank you for calling
you.
And sharing with us, Jeannie. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Oh, so nice to hear from her. Eileen in New York, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Hi. You know, my life has suddenly gotten a little more... It's sort of, I'm taking the really good with the not so good and making peace with all of it.
Okay, so my pendulum is going to know, and that means there's a point of guidance that they need to give you, and we're going to the sheets, and we're going to the first sheet. One, two, okay. They want you to remember, Eileen, that what you're calling not so good. First of all, they would like to bring everybody back to there really isn't any good or bad. There's only creation and different perspectives on creation. And what you're calling the not so good is just old stuff that's coming back to you from the ionosphere. If you hold fast to exactly what you want and the focus on it, then that will start dissipating more and more and more and more. It's just stuff getting sent back, guys, and that's why they're so on you about holding the focus and the feeling of what you want.
Well, I'm doing that, and yes, stuff is coming back in the form of my beautiful grandniece that doesn't want to come to New York, and I...
No, that's not, they're saying that's not one of the examples. Your grandniece needs to do her life.
Right. No, I know.
Okay, well, don't make it about you. It's not about you. It's not the universe going, oh, look, this is a not so good thing that we're doing to Eileen. But that's kind of how you're reading it.
Well,
this
I'm
is,
just upset.
Yeah, and you're disappointed for you. But if you back off and allow her to create her life and be joyful about that and you create your life, then ultimately she will be there.
Well, I got up and created my life. I really worked on my song, and that's my priority.
Good, because this is what we do, guys. See, we default back into, oh, yeah, everything was working really good, but. And then our creation process starts falling out on us a little bit because we're not holding the focus and defaulting back into those old reactions that don't have to apply to us anymore. Right? So when we get sick, oh, we go to the sickness. We dwell on the sickness instead of, no, I am the light of love. I'm feeling love. I'm walking into the light. I am the light. I'm being the light, right? That's what I'm going to train myself to go to now instead.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, good. That was some good clarity, Eileen. So be tough love with yourself. You can do this. And be joyful, you know, that she's got the chutzpah to create her own life and she'll find her journey. And, you know, if your job is just to love her unconditionally and love yourself unconditionally, create you, and then the two of you can come together. All right, baby?
Yes. Thank
you. All right. Love you. All righty. Catherine in New York, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What can we do for you?
There's somebody I wish to work with. We exchanged a few emails yesterday. I was wondering if you see it working out.
Well, okay. So, Catherine, I'm not a psychic. I'm a channel. And the channel is saying there's two things you need to get into alignment in order for this relationship to come together. Hold on, sheets, book. If you would give me a song, please, any song that popped into your little bean brain.
Say, say, say.
I'm sorry?
Say, say, say.
Say,
Michael
say, say.
Jackson.
Sentence. In one sentence, the song is about what?
Wanting somebody to stay.
Wanting somebody to stay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what it's about.
Okay, so Catherine, you can't stay where you are and create this new opportunity. And there's an element of safety where you're going, oh gosh, is it safe to jump into this? It is. But you have to get yourself into alignment with knowing that you create the safety, honey. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
So you have to be brave and courageous and excited about moving forward. Otherwise, you hold yourself back. And then the second thing is, give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, this is going to be a big adventure, Catherine, and it takes trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Step off, and the ledge appears. So they're encouraging you to move forward with this, but basically what's in your way is you. Trust you, be clear about what you want, state it exactly like you have it. This relationship, this working relationship, is already harmoniously in play. It's powerful for me. I'm safe and secure to step out into this because that's how I'm directing myself to tackle this and play with this and create this. Okay?
Marvelous. Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Go get him, baby.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, she does. Melanie in Texas, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Miss Melanie. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good. What's up?
Well, I feel like after I first talked to you a while back, I really made some good progress, and then it started feeling like every day I was sliding back and having to push that rock up the hill again. And I guess my priorities have changed even since then. And
well, first of all, there's one thing that you're falling out on. Hold on. You're not creating from a place of joy. In the beginning, you were all excited, and it was like, oh, I'm going to try this, right? It was exciting.
Yeah.
And then it got to be, I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah.
And it became control in the negative sense of the word as opposed to in the joyous creation sense of the word.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
That's the why things started to shift. All right. They're showing me in Vegas, right? And the first time I went to Vegas, like within the first 15 minutes, I hit 3-7s on the slot machine.
Okay.
Now, I have to confess to all of you, I am a slot. Okay? So I hit the first, the 3-7s right away. The rest of the weekend, I kept going back to the same machine, willing those 3-7s to hit again. And, of course, they never did.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep.
Sometimes I'll get up in the morning and I'll go, oh, my God, you know, and I'm flying in it, and I'll go, wow, I would sure love to fly first class today. And somebody recognizes me and goes, hey, we have a thing in first, a seat in first class. If I get up and go, all right, I'm gonna make first class happen today, and I'm putting that energy out, and I'm telling all the people there to recognize, never happens.
Uh-huh,
So there's that beautiful place of stating what you want and then releasing the need for it to happen, because need comes from a little altercation of fear, right?
Yeah.
And we talked in the first part of the hour, fear doesn't create. It takes us out of creation,
right?
Because we're in reaction. So that's,
yep.
They said, you get that into alignment, you'll pretty much be back to the excited place where everything was kind of dropping in.
I was wondering if I needed some kind of a mantra.
I gave it
like,
to you. I gave it to you.
No,
guys. This
yes.
Is,
yes.
This is the
yes.
only mantra that you need now.
Okay.
I am. And I want you to feel that right now. I am.
I am.
The light
okay.
of love. The light of me is love. I am the light of love. And just feel the beauty and the power of being that light. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Anytime you go into doubt, anytime you feel like you have a negative, I mean, it couldn't get any simpler than this. Anytime you're feeling or thinking less than love, just stop and replace it with that feeling and that statement. Okay?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The fear control thing is huge for me. So, yeah.
Well, then bingo.
Really?
They took you right to it. And this is your great opportunity to find that there's something more powerful.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Miss Kim in Phoenix, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
As usual, awesome show.
Thank you.
Man, you're welcome. The beginning of the show, wow, that's been like my life, just living in fear and getting
of
that.
Most Kim.
Well, yeah, and my family and all that. And, you know, since the show started, my right upper back, like in the shoulder blade area, has been itching like crazy. Am I in resistance?
No, it's because we opened something up with Emily very beginning of the show, and I felt it through my back. Something connected, they're saying.
Okay.
Maybe,
cool.
Maybe the light, hold on.
All right.
That I'm hearing this in the, so we had disconnected the light between our brainstem and the rest of our body. Energetically, we had disconnected that. And what we did at the beginning of the show, from what I'm understanding, is reconnected it.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So just know it's good. Say thank you, you know, and back, and you can, like, absorb it and be the light, and it's all good. It's all good. I can have everything. I do have everything that I want, and it's all good, and I feel awesome, and I deserve it. Okay?
Cool.
Yep. Nothing else, Kim. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Yep. Miss Marilyn in North Carolina, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Thank you. Sweet show.
Thank you, darling.
I wanted to say that the last time we talked, you suggested or reminded me that I'm on the fringe of my freedom. And I had an opportunity to go back to the doctor. And while I was in there talking to him about the tremors, the Parkinson's type symptoms, another nurse came in who wanted to know if I was depressed. And she was a mental health professional. And I was just wondering what's going on, because the shaking is continuing and there's low back pain as well. So I'm actually feeling like there's a belief in me to a degree that is creating some kind of shield that I'm hiding behind, like I'm in danger.
Okay, you just stated your belief, Marilyn, that I have to protect myself from danger. Now, I do not have the body books with me because I'm at the hotel. Can you email me, d@imdwallace.com, and ask me to copy from the body books Parkinson's for you?
Okay.
But they want you to know that the lower back, they don't believe, is connected to the other stuff. If
okay,
you would,
good. That's
if
helpful.
You would stretch more, it would help your lower back.
Well, I'm in an exercise program that requires quite a lot of me, and I'm actually struggling a little bit to meet the commitment of this program because it requires
yeah,
that I attend group classes.
But it's not stretching out your lower back in the way. Oh my God, they keep. My trainer gave this to me, but this is through the channel, right? Yes, it is. Okay. Again, if you would sit at the edge of a chair, spread your legs, put your toes forward, stretch down to the middle without moving your legs in or collapsing them at all. Then you go to your right, put a hand on each hand on a side of your leg and stretch it to the right, go back to the middle, then go back to the left. Make sure you don't collapse your legs in. Put a hand on either side and just stretch out your back. It's going to help your back. Another thing that they're showing me is try sleeping with a little pillow under your knees for your back.
Okay.
And so, it's your muscles are very tense down there. Now,
oh yeah, I feel like I'm in a cage, rattling in a cage.
Well, honey, then your back's going to hurt. Okay, that's a no-brainer. If your muscles are too tight, Epsom salts baths, they're saying,
mm-hmm.
would also
mm-hmm.
help. But hold on, they want to give you something about Parkinson's. They want to give us all something about Parkinson's. And now it's just tremors. Any kind of tremors. Sheets. Book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in. Boy, am I interested about this one.
Cinderella.
Cinderella. Okay, well, Cinderella Angela, wow, that's the highest thing, was about believing in herself, believing that she had the power, believing that she was worthy to go to the ball, and allowing all energy to come in. So the core of all tremors is knowing our self-worth or not knowing our self-worth. And thinking, then they're bringing in stress and thinking that we have to prove ourselves, have to push myself so far that I have to prove that I'm worthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
self-worth.
Do you meditate, Marilyn?
Yes, I'm actually quite engaged in a lot of exploration of my inner being at present.
Do you meditate to bring about a state of calm? That's what they want you to do.
Well, I'm feeling into all that I am, and I am also very much aware of my potential.
Yes, but darling, listen to the words they're giving you. They want you for at least 10 minutes a day to go into a state of calm. Our neurological and nervous systems need to be rebooted.
Yes.
So that we know unconditionally that we are the power that we are. So in other words, there's too much stress. That's the easiest way to say it, Marilyn. And guys, I want you to hear that you can totally stress yourselves out by trying to be perfect and living in love. Oh my God, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got it. Oh my God, I'm not going to get well if I don't do this. That's going to stress you out as much as not doing it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they want you to move into the state of love and just live there. Even if it's 10 minutes a day of doing nothing but just sitting there and feeling love, reboots our systems. Okay.
Oh, that's very, very, very helpful.
Yeah, because you're just trying too hard, honey, and it's creating a lot of stress for you. But they really want you to take some action steps of stretching and Epsom salt baths and stuff like that, because your back is separate, and there are definite things you can do right now to make your back feel better. Okay.
I do have an appointment in a few days with a masseuse for a massage, but I have found that the pain on the treatment table is almost unbearable.
Start stretching first, okay? Start stretching,
okay,
and see if you can do a few of these stretches. You'll know.
All
you're
right.
Your highest answer. So if it's too painful, then you don't do it.
Okay.
Okay,
but you wanted me to email you for another
for Parkinson's.
Body book.
Yeah, for Parkinson's.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, honey.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You bet, sweetheart. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Maria in San Francisco, you're on. Hi, baby.
Hey, good morning. Many blessings to you, and thank you so much for this. It's been a while. I'm trying to figure out the seizures in my left temple and all the emotional trauma and drama I'm dealing with. I am now not clear in making decisions. I find myself trying to go shopping or...
Well, first of all, you answered your own question, Maria. If you're allowing yourself to go into the trauma and the drama, what do you expect is going to happen to you physically? But you see, you're in control of going, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I am not going into the trauma and the drama. I am standing back. I am absolutely directing me to love myself and do what's highest for myself, which is to stay in a state of calm and objectivity in creation. Guys, what do you think fear is? You wouldn't be in trauma and drama if you're not in fear. So, Maria, what are you in fear of? Do you know?
Part of it's my own power.
Nah, I get a no on that. I get a no on that. Nah. Because if you were really playing with your own power, you would be more on top of directing yourself toward what's healthy for you now. All right, sheets. Okay. You're in fear that it's too late, that you've missed your shot, that you can't do it, that it's over, it's done with, your creation's finished. This started in past lives. You also picked it up in the womb. It activated in this lifetime. 0 to 5, 6, 7 to 8 years old with your mom. Anything come up around 7 or 8, 9, around in there?
Yes.
Okay. That's when you were reminded it's too late. Now, again, the channel lovingly submits to all of you. It can't ever be too late because creation goes on forever. So think, you know, when a runner runs the marathon in the Olympics, they teach them run past the line. If you want to win and create what you want, you've got to picture the line way, way, way down from the actual line. And that's what they're suggesting we hold as far as the creation process goes in our lifetime. We exist way, 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 way beyond when our body drops away. So their advice to all of us is just keep creating, because there might be like an hour glitch when we leave our body and we continue on. And so do you want to create up until that point when you leave, so that you just kind of go to sleep for an hour and wake up and go, okay, well, I'm still creating? Or do you want to like totally stop 20 years before you leave and then not know where you're at in your creation process and have to kind of start all over again, you know, when you get all your energy together and come back into embodiment? It never, ever, ever ends, guys. Creation goes on forever. So start playing around, Maria, with that, because you don't want to give the message to your brain that it's time to die. Because then it starts shutting off, and then it starts twitching on you, you know? Well, no, wake up, Maria. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Okay, great. So now what do you want to do?
Live healthy and powerfully.
I go on forever. I create in every moment right now. I'm excited about the creation that I am, and I am the light of love. Guys, if you don't remember anything else, everybody write it down. Put it up. Put it up on Post-it. Remind yourself. Put it up in your car. I am the light of love. And remember to move into your love place as much as you can. And let's watch our lives change. Let's accept the new superconscious thought that love creates everything, is everything. It is the state of creation itself. And the more we love, the more we create us and our world in the way we want it to be. And so it is. Thank you, darling. My goodness. What a show. Wow. Did you, we, us, it bring everything together in clarity for us today, guys. Look, you're powerful. You know, we're powerful. We're going to, we are celebrating and experiencing and playing with the light of love, which is the power that we are. Unbelievably amazing. Let's have create be the most amazing creators of this week in every moment of our lives possible. Until we meet again, you go love yourself and love yourself. And let's love ourselves more, because you guys, you know, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.